Before I start my presentation, I would like to thank Amy Gottlieb, who gave me the opportunity to stand here and share the experience that we have in terms of applying electronic data system for antiretroviral therapy in Malawi. Without her, I would say that without her, Malawi cannot accomplish the following work so far. So I thank her very much. So this project was initiated with the CDC and the Ministry of Health Malawi, and Leukemia National Norway is one of the partner and also system developer, same as Baba Health Trust in Malawi. And today I'm going to go through the background and how are we going to start the electronic data system, and during the whole pilot period, what kind of challenge we face before we start. Develop the system, and also during the pilot period, and also after that, and also provide our solution. Since I already work in Africa for about three years, so I believe that someone may be very curious about what we are doing there. So Malawi is located in southern in eastern Africa with 14.2 million people. And it's a long-shaped country with a very big famous lake called Lake Malawi. And according to the HIV status currently, we estimate it's more than 1 million people was infected and living with the HIV. And most of them are adult. And according to the National AIDS Commission, they did the forecast in 2005, we have about more than 170,000 people need to be on ART. So Malawi scale up with the 3x5 project, and we start deliver the free ART since 2000. And so far, we already have 245 patients got registered, and more than 158,000 people patients were alive and on ART. And among this number, we have about 29,000 people, patients who were transferred between site and site within the country. So with the scale up, at the beginning, we developed a paper MasterCard system for patient management, which was done by Professor Harris in Malawi. And because of we found that the paper system is not sufficient enough for us to tackle some of the analysis issue, so we start piloting the electronic data system and deploy the system since 2007. So with the ART continuous scale up, the current paper system will not cope. The main reason is currently in Malawi, we did the quarterly supervision and to collect the data, ART patient data information from each site. And those paper system, the ART staff, sometimes only three people or two people, they have to count more than 1,000 patients. So we already have more than 30 sites with more than 1,000 patients who was alive and on ART. So each 3 months, they have to spend about 1 week to do the paper counting and come up with the indicator and to provide those information to supervision team. So that is a huge burden to the ART service provider, because they always think about, I am a physician, I am a clinical officer, I'm a nurse, I'm supposed to take care of patient. Why I should spend and waste time here and doing the counting thing? So the Ministry of Health, they commissioned to start with the pilot evaluation to deploy the electronic data system. And so far before that, they're fortunately, in Malawi, we already have two system developed, which is Baba Health Trust. Another is previous Taiwan Medical Mission, and since some reason they already left the country, and now it's Leukemia National Norway. So we developed the EDS based on the common specification, and this specification is according to the EDS Task Force meeting, with a long series of meeting and then come up with this minimum data element and requirement. And also we are trying to use the HL7 standard to adopt it to Malawi, because the Ministry of Health of Malawi, they cannot decide it or make the decision that to use which system. So at the end, the HL7 standard come in, and we're talking about the specialist from WHO and the CDC saying, why don't you try to use the HL7 and see what will happen. So that's why Malawi tried to adapt the HL7 standard. So this is also including to the pilot study. Both systems should have ability to be able to generate a HL7 message according to the minimum data requirement, and in future for the different needs, maybe for the patient level data exchange or the patient transfer, because I already mentioned that we have almost 30,000 patients that were transferred between site to site within the country. So, and then also we start thinking about we should have a central repository, a data repository for ART patient data, and this may not only serve with the patient transfer, but also can generate indicator to the donor, to the stakeholders, much easily, because with a lot of stakeholder, they require the requirement for the indicators are various from organization to organization. So the ART MAE EDS task force was launched since 2005 September, and we have a regular meeting every 2 months. The main purpose for this EDS task force is to strengthen the national ART MAE system, and also pilot the usefulness and feasibility of the EDS for the expand national use. So, which means the Ministry of Health, they will consider what we've done during this pilot study period, and then to decide whether or not they are going to roll out the system to nationwide. And also do the pilot study evaluation, and also that's why we have a lot of meetings since that. So the members of the EDS task force, including the Ministry of Health, which is the biggest stakeholder, including the HIV AIDS unit and HMIU, which is the Center for Monitoring and Evaluation, the CMED now. And also we have ART service provider, which is the facilities they who provide the ART treatment to the patient, including Mzuzu Central Hospital, which is based in northern part of Malawi, Laihau based in the central part of Malawi, and MSF, they provide service in Cholo, which is based in southern, and also Dignitas provide service in Zomba Central Hospital. So this service provider at the very beginning, they already be included into the EDS task force, because what we want to do from the system developer side, we want to get the user, end user, their needs prior than we design the system. I think that is a very important thing, that in future, if we want to develop any kind of system or trying to implement any kind of system, we have to listen to what they are saying. So the health information system specialist previous is coming from Taiwan Medical Mission, and currently is from Luke International Norway. We are one of the system developers now currently working in Malawi, and also Baba Health Trust. We are working very closely now. And of course, we have a lot of technical support and partner from CDC and WHO. They provide a lot of assist and guidance to during the pilot study period. So, after the EDS task force meeting, we set up the goal for the EDS pilot, ART EDS pilot, with the two main purposes. First one is we want to improve the program management ability. The second one is to provide better patient care. So in terms of program management, we want to collect the patient demographics and the clinical indicator, those epidemiological characteristics, and also the primary and secondary outcome, and the forecasting the resource. That is the main purpose to use the ART EDS, because without the with the paper system, although we can also try to do the forecast for the resource in terms of the chlorymenas or those prophylaxis or the ART drug, but with the computer system, we aim to use the computer system to come up with more accuracy resource forecasting, and also this will be able to for us to apply it into other operational research. From the patient care point of view, we want to improve the quality of care. This is the most important thing, because the patients, they are our client. We want to make sure that they get a better quality of care. And also we want to improve the treatment adherence, because with the paper system, sometimes it's difficult for for the AIT staff to understand or to realize that this patient is not compliance the drug very well, because sometimes they can come up, because before the electronic death system, we're using the paper one, we only count the pill count, but we don't consider about the periods during the last since last visit to this time visit. So sometimes they will appear maybe one or two pills saying like, I always take the pill on time. But if you consider when did he visit last time, you realize, no, you are cheating. you already run out of your drug. How come you still have one or two pills? So this is something important that we want to use computer system to assist the AIT staff to provide better quality of service. And also we can provide the clinical decision support, like that is more related like nutrition program, because with the paper system, although we will record the patient height or patient weight, but it's difficult for them to calculate the BMI indicate body mass index immediately, which is the most important indicator to refer a patient into the nutrition program. So that's why we want to use the computer system to assist this, and also to improve the whole workflow, and also trying to reduce the burden while we doing the supervision or doing those counting. So that's our aim. But before we start develop a system or start to implement the system, we already see there's some challenges. First of all is the design consideration, because in most developing world, the healthcare workers sometimes they may not have any ability with the electronic gadget in spite of the cell phone. They would never, like some of our pilot site, the AIT staff, they never touch the computer before. They don't know how to turn on the computer. And while they listen, while they hear about this is an electronic data system, they are very scared, because wow, this is a system with electricity. So they will be very afraid to touch anything, because they are afraid to get shock. So that is the design consideration. Of course, you cannot, with this kind of environment, of course you cannot to provide them immediately with the advanced way, provide them mouse, provide them the keyboard. So at the very beginning, we already start thinking about this. Environmental consideration, some already heard about that. The power reliability is a very big challenge now in most of the developing world. Like in Malawi, when our power supply company is Eskom, their slogan is power all day, every day. But actually, the reality is blackout all day, every day. Yeah, and you never know when will it happen. And then it's the network connectivity. Like now, while we were in developed world, the internet speed is so fast, and the connectivity is everywhere. You can access the internet just a few blocks, and then you can even stand there and then use the internet. But it's very difficult to achieve that, because the internet currently in Africa or most developing world still expensive and slow. So it's very difficult to set up such kind of network connectivity between site to site or even within the site. And then it's the support challenge, because the most difficult thing now happening in developing world is they don't have enough human capacity. Even for the healthcare worker, they don't have enough staff. How come they can have enough supporting to the electronic data system or the computer system? And then it's the user challenge, because sometimes with those environment and with those constraints, the users, they may refuse to use the system. And everybody already heard about that. We are not only designed a usable system, but we have to design a system for the user to use. So for the design consideration, we come up with a lot of meeting. First of all, we collect the user needs for the system development, and that's why we include those AIT sites and the service provider at the very beginning. We collect their needs and also working and talking with them. After that, we start doing the system design and then do the beta testing to refine our system. And the main purpose, the main goal for both systems is trying to develop a system to catch data at the point of care. So which means we don't want to add any extra data clerk within the site, because that is a burden, although we probably will create another job opportunity, but we are not aimed to do that. So we create a system with the point of care, so which means the service provider, they will immediately enter the data just like they are using the paper. But how can we come with that? We, both of us, our system, we set up the minimum requirement is the system should be designed with the touchscreen base. So which means with the touchscreen base, people will, we can train them, we can educate them that this is just like a paper and you are just like writing or typing on that screen. So it's more visualized and much easier for them, and it will reduce a lot of burden for user to accept the system. And then for the system design, it's very important to adapt the WHO protocol. So while we're designing the system, we consider the WHO protocol and to provide the patient care decision support, adherence, and the BMI, and the calculate the appropriate dosage, and a lot of function was added to the system to support the ART service providers. So also while we're designing the system, we want to improve the timeliness, completeness, and accuracy of the data. So we already set up a lot of logical track, like the age range should be between 0 to 120 years old. And we also set up the body weight and body height range and so on. And we are not allowed the staff to skip some important data that we want to collect. So this is just a picture. It's a history. In 2007, the Baobao and the Taiwan Medical Mission, they will review each other's system to make each other's system to be improved a lot. So this is the result for the system. On the left-hand side is the T-Smart system, which was initially designed by the Taiwan Medical Mission and currently is sustained and obtained by Luke International Norway. It's more like a PC-based system. So here you can see, well, you cannot see. It's a PC case. And this is a touch screen. And this line is not the line for mouse or keyboard. For the side at the side, they only have this monitor, which is touchscreen. And also for the Baobao BART system, they are also the touchscreen, and the more advanced they are using some good technology to provide to make sure that this touchscreen is a low power consumption, so which means they will consume less power and compared to the PC system. So both systems were designed with a very colorful design because we want to attract users' eye to make sure that they will put their eyes, they will put their eyeball on the correct direction. And also, for both systems, developed using the barcode to make sure that the patient identity number was unique, and also while they come to the visit, they can immediately get the information through the barcode scanner. And to tackle the environmental and the power solution challenge, the solution we provide here is the T-Smart. What we provide is, you can see here, is a cage, because it is true. People will try to steal something for the system. So for the Baobao system also, they put everything with the deep cycle battery. So their power supply is through the battery, and also because it's low power consumption, so which means they will not it will make sure that if there is a blackout, the system can still work on for at least 10 hours. So we all put the server within the cage. It's to prevent anything to be still. So at the end, four sites are using the system very fluently, and I would say they love it because it makes them feel like they are different from other sites, and that is something more like provide the motivation to the ART service providers, because they are the one who generate the data to us, and they are the one who provide the service to the patient. So if they don't get satisfied, I don't know where can we get the data. So that's why for both systems, we are trying very hard to make sure that everyone is happy with the system. So at the end, we already got more than 35,000 patients. They were registered with the electronic data system, and we already happened with more than 1 million encounters, which is the patient visits within the with the two system, and lots of facility they already start using the electronic data system to assist their ART service provide. And after the pilot study, we found some challenges comes in, which one of them, the most important thing, is the supporting challenges. First challenge is the timely system upgrade for a report and the patient record, because from administrative point of view, time to time they will change some of the indicator or their supervision form. So for the system developers, sometimes it's difficult to upgrade the system for the report or to meet those purpose. So it already become a supporting challenge. And then it's a no local supplier for the stationery, because currently for both system, our ribbon and the media for the barcode printer was imported. Although we tried to find something from South Africa, but it's still very expensive. So rather to that, we decided still imported some of the stationery from outside of country. And then is unstable movement of local staff, because for the ART site, those staff, they will rotate from site to site. So with a lot of with a huge staff movement, some people may not receive the training. So those people who do not receive the training, they would refuse to use the system. So ongoing training is something very important and very difficult challenge now to us. And then the distance is also another big challenge, because the site is sometimes it's very remote from the place where we based. And then the connectivity is something I already mentioned, that internet is not available or popular in the area. So if we want to set up such kind of data connectivity, it's very difficult. And the data quality issue is more related to the staff rotation. But we still achieved some success. We improved the data completeness, because we will not allow them to skip those data entry. We can do the timely reporting. Before, they can only collect the data quarterly, but now they can do even the real-time data analysis at the site. And also with the data validation, those logic criteria, we will not accept those insane data entry. And also they can do the instant data update. So the lesson learned, the power system, sustainability is the first consideration. We must choose the power solution which is sustainable. And then the network connectivity is something that we learned that no matter that it's intra or inter-facility network is necessary, because in future, if we want to transfer patient from site to site, that is something some challenge that we must to solve that. And then for the hardware and software, we have to make sure that they were flexible and they are user-friendly. For the program management, we provide the report and feedback from the EDS and to the stakeholders. And the data migration is something that we need to train. We need to train local people to recognize those handwriting, and then to make sure that we have a professional team to do that. So the final conclusion, we come up with the national ART rollout plan this year in May, and the Ministry of Health already approved that. Now we are looking for the funding and then starting roll out the system to the nationwide. And then we are also on the way to set up the central data repository that will allow us to collect the indicator level and also patient level data for the further use. And for both systems, we provide ongoing training and trying to build up the local capacity to make sure that the system can be sustainable. And we are trying to we are also on the way to apply the international standard for patient monitoring and evaluation. That's why we are eager to use the HL7 standard to really make sure that in future a patient can transfer from site to site. And that's my report. Thank you.
Any questions from the audience for Joseph?
Yeah.
Does the system generate any reports for the people at the point of care?
Yes. Because that's why we think it's very important to provide the feedback to the data generator. Without the feedback, they will not have motivation to enter those data. So we provide several site management indicator, like how is the patient come on time, like the late appointment rate or missed appointment rate. And also one of our system provide a survival analysis, which is individual based. So those staff, they can visualize and knowing how is their service quality, and then they will start feeling like, I should do something to make sure that patient can come on time. And they were all excited about those report.
Thanks. You said that you developed the touchscreen system, which I think is a great idea, and it was just like writing on paper. Now, are you actually using handwriting on the screen as well as push button?
No, they were only allowed push button because we currently don't collect too much free text message. Yes, those information are presetting to make sure that they will not enter the wrong data. Yes, it's the system design is according to the normal patient flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned that there were two.
Yes.
Are there still two systems?
Yes, it is.
Are they both going to the same database, or are you combining the data?
No, currently the database is side to side. They were individual. Exist, and we haven't managed to set up the connectivity yet. And we are looking forward to have a data repository and then set up the connectivity, and then in future we can really exchange the data and the transfer patient from side to side. Yes, and yeah, it is still two systems.
So then the follow-up is like, what about semantic interoperability between the systems? So in other words, how are you coding the data between the two?
Yeah, Amy, you want to jump in?
Oh, well, I think one of the nice things about this particular pilot is that they had agreed upon common specifications for both the telemedical mission and the thereabouts system. And so they both coded things to, regardless of what the systems look like on the front end, the back end is similar. And theoretically, we can use HF7 messaging to integrate the two systems. We're still in the process of getting our central repository, the technical specifications, and so we're using that successfully integrated. But I think in terms of the rollout, we're primarily using the Baobab system for the national rollout, and the Luke International Norway is going to be key with the interoperability and the messaging exchange.
Yeah.
Just one detail on that. Since one of the themes that has emerged over the last week is this issue of standards-based approaches. In the developing world, that can be quite a challenge. Because you talk to the two IT technical people in the Ministry of Health, and you show them the HL2 website, that isn't helpful.
It's true. Yes.
The other thing I think is really exciting is that we're also in the process of working with the DHIS system, and as that's upgrading to the new web-based version, we're making sure that it's interoperable with both the EDS systems as well as there's a MAPA component, and it'll also be interoperable with Departments of Health. And so it's really exciting. We're kind of at that stage where we're really testing a lot of the experience, getting ready to.
Yep. Any other
questions, comments?
Well, I'd like to thank our three presenters today. Thank you very much.